This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Woodhaven Retirement Community. Patient's first name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Last name is Hand, H-E-N-T. Date of birth is 7/9/1959. Date of evaluation is 7/18/2023. HPI history page. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of ongoing depression. Yelling at staff, urinating on himself instead of using restroom. History of present illness. This is a 64 years old male who is familiar to our service. I reviewed a recent evaluation done by a psychologist. Patient's chart indicates multiple medical problems, including diabetes, hyperlipidemia, depression, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, COPD, muscle wasting, chronic kidney disease, difficulty walking. Peer staff reports that patient yells at female staff and gets very rude and swears at them and yells for assistance after activating call light and choose to urinate on himself rather than using restroom. During my evaluation, he was resting in bed. He wasn't very cooperative and verbal. Seems to get easily short and irritated. He did not respond to questions regarding any increase in depression. I spoke to a patient's sister Eileen, who stated that patient's dog died recently, and dog was, quote, his life, unquote. Previously, patient has dealt with loss of his wife. Patient's sister acknowledged that he does have behavioral issues, but she thought that he was severely depressed and asked me if staff can encourage patient to get up and participate in activities and socialize with others. Sister felt that his antidepressant medication needs to be changed. He had no reports of any delusions, hallucinations. Next paragraph. Review of system, date of last visit. June 7, 2023. Next paragraph. Intermedical social family history under medic. Check review of medical family social history indicates no changes. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test. We check collateral from a chart, nursing, family. I spoke to patient sister Eileen. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, see medication page, number one, duloxetine, number two, Xanax, number three, Buspar. Next paragraph, mental status examination. blood pressure 136 over 80, pulse 76, respiration 16. Next paragraph. Constitutional, non-grooming, somewhat grooming fear, motor movements of weakness, stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor somewhat uncooperative, effort constricted, mood dysphoric, speech clear, thought processes intact, suicidal homicidal ideation, non-reported psychotic symptom, does not appear to be hallucinating, part of knowledge, unable to assess, judgment poor, insight poor, orientation person, place within normal, attention, concentration impaired, sleep problems, initiating, next paragraph under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1 plans, start Wellbutrin XL 150 milligram once a day, considering his poor motivation, low energy, and lack of interest in doing things. He had decreased duloxetine to 30 milligram once a day in an attempt to minimize use of psychotropic medications. Number two, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans increase Buspar to 15 milligram BID. Period patient was also started on Xanax, 0.25 milligram BID. Recently. Number three, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease unspecified, J44.9. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior in new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, staff needs to encourage patient to get up and participate in activities, come socialize with others, and if possible, get some fresh air. Your family also needs to encourage him to cooperate with nursing staff and encourage him to get up on a consistent basis. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99336. End of dictation.